Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the show. Today, we're going to be talking about SpaceX's Starship. Elon Musk and SpaceX have announced its plans to conduct the second flight test of the formidable Super Heavy rocket and is companioning the Starship upper stage, targeting a period in mid-November for the launch. The focus is on the build-up to this momentous event and the hurdles yet to be overcome before liftoff can proceed. Now, the planned launch hinges on the critical approval from regulatory bodies, including the Federal Aviation Administration and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. These organizations are in the final stages of an environmental review, scrutinizing the launch site nestled amongst the wetlands of South Texas. And despite the pending approvals, SpaceX's announcement hints at a confident stance that the necessary endorsements are within reach, aligning with insider reports suggesting that federal consent is imminent. Now, SpaceX's journey to this point has been marked by both triumphs and setbacks. The inaugural launch of the full Starship stack, including a Super Heavy booster, was met with technical challenges. And despite issues with engine ignition and flight path deviations resulting in the vehicle's termination, the company harvested valuable insights from the April 20th event. Now, the aftermath also included infrastructural damage at the launch site, where the force of the engines impacted the pad and nearby wetlands. Since the April launch, SpaceX has not been idle. The launch pad has been rebuilt, now featuring a water sound suppression system to dampen the force of liftoff, and the assessment by the Fish and Wildlife Service will determine if these improvements will sufficiently protect the local environment from the intense forces of the rocket's ignition and the climb through the atmosphere. Now, SpaceX's approach to the second launch exhibits meticulous planning, with a proposed morning launch window aiming to capitalize on optimal conditions. Insider sources suggest that the earliest possible date for this pioneering flight could be November 13th. However, the schedules remain flexible, with SpaceX awaiting the final green light. Now, the second test flight's agenda resembles the initial attempt, with the Starship upper stage planned to engage in a 90-minute flight, potentially achieving a near-complete orbit before its descent into the Pacific Ocean. This ambitious journey will end near Kauai, testing the spacecraft's endurance and re-entry capabilities. A crucial change in the launch sequence involves the introduction of a hot staging technique, which promises to enhance the payload capacity of the Starship rocket significantly. And Elon Musk has provided details on this technical advancement, describing the protective measures required for the booster stage. The anticipated 10% increase in payload capacity comes from igniting the Starship's engines before it detaches from the Super Heavy booster, a procedure that poses additional risks but promises greater rewards in terms of efficiency and for power. And recovery of the rocket stages is not the goal of this mission. Instead, the focus is on validating the Super Heavy's flight credentials and, if successful, analyzing the Starship's performance post-separation. Musk himself pegs the success rate at about a 60% for Starship reaching its targeted endpoint, a testament to the inherent uncertainties in cutting-edge space flight endeavors. Now, at the heart of SpaceX's venture is a comprehensive review by the FAA, which recently announced the completion of a safety component of their assessment regarding the South Texas facility. Now, this step, accomplished on October 31st, is integral to ensuring the protection of public health and safety, particularly after the mishap during the April test flight. And following the April incident, meticulous evaluation was mandated, resulting in the identification of 63 corrective actions that SpaceX must implement before another launch attempt. And the FAA, alongside its safety inquiry, continues to delve into the environmental aspects of the launch, holding consultations with various agencies including the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. These discussions are aimed at assessing the potential impact on local wildlife, including several endangered species, and addressing concerns raised by the debris fallout from the previous launch attempt.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Now, as SpaceX's facilities expand in Boca Chica, Texas, the implications of their operations extend beyond the realm of just aerospace. The company's request to dispose of treated wastewater into the sensitive ecosystem of South Bay has garnered attention and concern. And with SpaceX's growth comes a greater responsibility to the environment, an underscore by the public comment period facilitated by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality on this matter. And the interplay between technological advancement and environmental stewardship is starkly evident in SpaceX's expansion in South Texas. The proximity of the launch facility to sensitive wetlands and protected species presents a unique set of challenges. The Fish and Wildlife Service's biological assessment is critical to ensuring that SpaceX's operation don't adversely affect the piping plover, red knot birds, and endangered sea turtles that inhabit the region. The fallout from the failed April launch underscores the magnitude of SpaceX's responsibilities to the local environment and to the community surrounding it. Debris scattered for miles and the subsequent grass fires ignited debates on the risks associated with such ambitious test flights. And the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality's involvement, particularly concerning SpaceX's wastewater disposal plans, highlights the broader community concerns related to SpaceX's growth. Public engagement through platforms like the Save RGV group expresses the collective voice of those who stand in opposition to practices they believe could harm the delicate balance of the local ecosystem. And as the company navigates the complex processes of securing necessary permissions, the intersection of aerospace and ecological preservation remains a point of keen public interest. Now, as we approach the mid-November window for SpaceX's next launch, the second flight test of the Super Heavy rocket and the Starship upper stage marks a huge leap in space exploration capabilities, but also serves as a testament to human ingenuity and the spirit of perseverance. Now, regulatory approvals are on the cusp of completion, and the stage is set for what could be a defining moment in the quest to push the boundaries of what's possible. SpaceX's journey to the upcoming launch has been fraught with both technological triumphs and environmental concerns, reflecting the multifaceted nature of pioneering in the space sector. As we wait the final word on the environmental and safety assessments, the coming days will be crucial in determining the trajectory of the Starship's test flight. Thank you so much for joining us today in this episode. We appreciate you tuning in to stay informed about the latest developments in SpaceX's quest for the launch of the Starship vehicle. If you enjoyed the show, please remember to hit the subscribe or the follow button on your preferred platform. It's free, just takes a second, and helps us out tremendously. We're growing because of you. You're part of this great community. And remember, each episode is designed to be concise, helping you stay informed in about 10 minutes or less. So please take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you tomorrow.